Proverbs chapter 14. We talked about this a couple of years ago, but I just feel like it's important to talk about again. And what it is, we're talking about the dirty stall. Anybody remember this message, the dirty stall?
Yeah.
Back in Bible days, people farmed with oxen. Mm-hmm. Some still do today in some countries.
Yeah.
In fact, some of you may have heard of the Mennonites or the Quakers.
Yeah.
They use, some of them use oxen, some of them use draft horses, mules,
yeah,
to farm with. Jeanette and I, we had that opportunity a few years ago up in Michigan to visit some Mennonite farmers and to see how they farmed, and it was interesting, very interesting. But here in Proverbs, Solomon talks about it a little bit. We're actually in verse 4. In fact, we'll go ahead and read the verse. It says, "Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox."
Yeah.
Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for what this day represents, where you sent Jesus to the cross to pay for my sin. And I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for the fact that he rose again from the dead.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you that you came to me when I wasn't looking for you and showed me my need for Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I do pray that tonight you would help me to say the things I should so that I can deliver your message in an accurate manner to your people. Lord, help us to learn what we need from your word.
Yes, Jesus, please.
I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
A single well-able-bodied man could farm approximately 2 acres with a plow. How many of you have ever used a push plow to till a garden? Okay, it's work. It's work. In fact, the other day, Jeanette and I was out there in our garden, and I was using a tiller, just a tiller.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having to work with the tiller, you know, and I tilled the whole garden. But halfway through, I had to stop. I said, man, that's getting me right here.
Mm.
And then for the next 3 days,
mm,
it was just sore right here, right?
Yeah.
Farming by hand is probably one of the hardest things you can do. But a man with just a plow can only farm about 2 acres. And by the way, 2 acres is a big piece of property.
Yeah.
When you're behind a push plow. That same man can use an ox to farm with, and he can farm 50 acres.
Mm. Wow.
25 times the amount.
Sure.
Just by having an ox. So Solomon was right when he said there is much increase by the strength of the ox.
Amen.
Right? Right. Having an ox is like having a tractor. We used to live on a farm, 160-acre farm at a Christian children's home, where we had 2 or 3 tractors, and we used them for bush hogging and for farming and planting and plowing, all kinds of stuff. And we farmed several acres. Could have farmed a lot more than what we did because we had a tractor.
Yeah.
It's a real game changer to have something like that to do whatever it is that you're doing. I remember back in, I think, 2017 maybe, we'd been doing tree work for 21 years by hand.
Yeah.
Meaning, we would cut your tree down and cut it up in pieces small enough that we could pick up by hand and throw on the trailer. And it didn't matter if your tree was this big around or that big around.
Yeah.
We would still pick it up by hand and throw it on the trailer. And then in 2017, God blessed me with an opportunity to purchase a Bobcat skid steer. That was a game changer.
Amen.
All of a sudden, we found out we could load that tree up in larger pieces and a lot faster.
Yeah.
And when we were done, we weren't so tired. That was a game changer.
Amen.
Much increase is by the strength of the bobcat.
Yeah.
But there's a problem with owning an ox. They poop. They make a mess. Sometimes they eat the crops that you've planted.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they stomp. Sometimes they go in a direction that's not in line with the row. And they stomp those crops that you've worked so hard to fertilize and to plant and to weed and all of that. And it's just so aggravating. They cause problems.
Yeah.
Oxen. So you just have to continually deal with all of that. Right?
Right.
When I was a boy at Camp Tracy, like I said, Jeanette and I lived at Camp Tracy as staff members. But I was a student out there also in the early 80s. We had horses. And we didn't use the horses for working. We used them for pleasure. We would ride them up down the road in the woods and all kinds of places. But a couple of times a week, we had to clean their stalls. So I know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Okay. It's work. If that wasn't difficult enough, we made it harder because we were trying to compete with each other. And instead of pushing the manure out of the pile with the wheelbarrow, we would carry it in buckets and see how many buckets we could carry in each hand and how far we could go before we just dropped them because we couldn't carry them anymore. So we just made it more work than it really had to be. But it did make me big and buff, as you can see. And no, that was a failed attempt, actually. But if you're going to enjoy the increase that the ox can provide, you're going to constantly have to deal with the problems that they cause.
Yes, sir.
Okay? So here's the nugget, I believe, that Solomon is trying to teach us. Learn to appreciate the positive side of the people that God has put into your life. Especially when you're having to deal with a problem that they've caused.
Yeah.
Now, this is real good advice that Solomon gives us in dealing with those people that we work with.
Yeah.
In dealing with those people that we live with.
Yes, sir.
In dealing with those people that we live next to.
Yeah.
They all have wonderful qualities.
That's right.
It's important that we recognize those qualities, magnify those qualities, and minimize the problems.
Amen.
Just like you would like for them to do for you. Several years ago, as I was in the bathroom, I was brushing my teeth, and I saw some hair on the floor. I knew it wasn't mine because mine isn't long. And it was actually uncommon because Jeanette does an outstanding job of keeping our house clean. And for just a second there, I thought, a little aggravating. And then I thought, you know what? If Jeanette wasn't here, there would not be that hair on the floor. Right. And I'm thankful for that hair on the floor.
Amen. Amen.
I'd much rather have her here.
Yes, sir.
And to look at that.
Yeah.
Again, it was uncommon because she does an excellent job of keeping our house clean. All I'm saying is sometimes the problems that seem to irritate you or I about our husband, our wife, our children, our parents, especially if you have aging parents, there's a lot more good things about them than there are bad things.
Amen.
You know what causes us to focus on the problem more than the blessings of having these people around? I think it's three things. John nailed it. Pride is probably the leading thing, but also selfishness.
Yeah.
And probably a bad memory.
That's good too, Bruce. Amen.
Solomon says that only by pride cometh contention. In other words, the only time you're going to have contention is when you're having pride flare up. Remember that the next time that you're having an argument with him or her.
Yeah, sir.
So that the mirror can shine on your face and you can say, okay, apparently I'm being prideful here, because only by pride comes contention.
Amen.
And it ain't their pride.
Amen.
Our selfishness also swells up when we don't get what we want or something doesn't go the way we wanted it to go.
Yeah.
Right? These problems that we deal with seems to pull out our bad side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the reason for that is so that God can say, see there, you need to straighten up right here and allow me to carve that off of you.
Yes, amen.
Every difficult circumstance that you and I ever encounter is a tool in God's hand to shape you and I to be more like Jesus.
Yes,
even an argument with our spouse.
Amen.
But Brother Bruce, she was wrong. Even that, God's trying to shape you to be more like Jesus.
Amen.
But Brother Bruce, he just won't listen. He won't listen. He won't do what I ask him to do. Even that is a tool in God's hand to shape you to be more like Jesus.
Amen.
And when there is friction there in your heart, it's probably due to pride or selfishness.
Yeah.
Okay? But also our bad memory, because it causes us to forget all the problems that we create that they have to deal with.
Yeah. Right.
We forget that, don't we?
Yes, sir.
All of a sudden, it's like we've never made a mistake, and they're just making mistake after one hour after the other, and they just need to make things right between them and God so that our life would be so much better. That's not the case at all.
No.
When you cause a problem that somebody else has to deal with, how do you want them to respond to that?
Yeah. Come on, preacher. Amen.
Whether you did it on purpose or not, how do you want them to respond to that?
Right.
You want them to respond with compassion, understanding,
mercy.
You want them to just, you know, look, we get it. We're all human, right? It's okay. I forgive you. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. That's what you and I want.
Yes, sir.
So why is it so difficult for us to do that for that person? Because we have a bad memory.
Yeah.
Even people that have photographic memories.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody like that? Makes me sick when I when I deal with somebody like that, they can remember stuff so well because I can't. But even that person forgets their last mistake.
Yeah.
Somehow,
that's
right?
That's true.
It's just the golden rule.
Mm.
So you're going to make a mistake. They're going to make a mistake. And when it happens, show forgiveness. Show understanding. We're talking about the increase of the ox.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the blessing of having that person in my life. There has been many times when I have been very upset with Jeanette. There's been even more times that she had been very upset with me. Right? And for good reason. But she has a whole lot more good qualities than she does bad ones.
Amen.
The people in your close proximity are going to cause problems for you.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes it'll be on accident.
Yeah.
Now, that's frustrating. Sometimes it's on purpose.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
Mm.
How are you going to respond to it? I remember one time, the fellow that worked with me, actually been working with me for 10 years. I'm thankful his name is Bubba. That's not his birth certificate name. His birth certificate name is Jermaine. And he broke something. I don't remember what it was. He says, I'm sorry. And I was aggravated. Because I knew who was going to fix it. Me. And I also knew who was going to pay for it. Me. So I was aggravated. And then I remembered this verse. And then I wasn't aggravated anymore. And I said, you know what? To Bubba. I said, you know what, Bubba? That's okay. You're worth it. And he is.
Yeah.
He works. He works hard.
Yes, amen.
He thinks. He thinks ahead.
Yes.
He does a good job.
Yeah.
And even when he's late, he makes up for it.
Yeah.
So I can look past those problems that he causes. The things that he breaks that cost my time or money to fix. Who is that person in your life that you're aggravated with right now that has caused you a problem? Let's wake up your memory a little bit.
Yeah.
And recognize that there has been a reverse story there.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, me.
It goes both ways.
Yeah.
Be thankful and magnify the good things, the blessings.
Yeah.
They're good points. Because there's plenty of them.
Yeah.
And if you spend the time to think about them and look for them, and even take it a step further and write it down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I like you because. And you fill in the rest. Instead of, I wish you'd change.
Yeah, come on. Amen.
They're like that. Hold on. Get your hard hat on right here, okay? They're like that because God's trying to do something in you.
Yeah. Yes, He is.
If God gave you the perfect mate, you would never learn how to show love unconditionally.
Amen.
We would never learn what unconditional love is.
Right.
We would never learn what God is like.
Yeah.
In that He loves us unconditionally, because we would never know what it is.
Yeah.
But because that person is in our life, we will learn if God will help us and we are willing. We will learn how to show unconditional love.
Yeah.
Be thankful for the increase of the ox. Minimize the problems, just like you want them to minimize yours. Let's pray.
Amen.
Father, I thank You for Your Word. Lord, I pray that You would help me to be appreciative, to be thankful for the people that You put in my circle. Lord, help me not to be prideful and selfish, but to be humble. Help me, Father, to put others and their needs and their wants ahead of mine. I thank You for that, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand and turn to 470. 470.